Chapter 12. Priests and Levites under Zerubbabel. The following are the priests and Levites who returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua: Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Ido, Ginnathon, Abijah, Mijamin, Meadiah, Bilgah, Shimaiah, and Joiarib; Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Jediah. These were the priestly heads and their brethren in the days of Jeshua. The Levites were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, Mattaniah. The last mentioned, together with his brethren, was in charge of the hymns, while Bakbukiah and Uno and their brethren ministered opposite them by turns. High Priests. Jeshua became the father of Joiakim, Joiakim became the father of Eliashib, and Eliashib became the father of Joiada. Joiada became the father of Johanan, and Johanan became the father of Jaddua. Priests and Levites under Joiakim. In the days of Joiakim, these were the priestly family heads: for Seraiah, Meraiah; for Jeremiah, Hananiah; for Ezra, Meshulam; for Amariah, Jehohanan; for Maluk, Jonathan; for Shebaniah, Joseph; for Harim, Adna; for Meremoth, Helkai; for Ido, Zechariah; for Ginnathon, Meshulam; for Abijah, Zikri; for Miamin; for Meadiah, Piltai; for Bilgah, Shemua; for Shemaiah, Jehonathan; and for Joiarib, Mattanai; for Jediah, Uzi; for Salu, Kelai; for Amok, Eber; for Hilkiah, Hashabiah; for Jediah, Nethanel. In the time of Eliashib, Joiada, Johanan, and Jaddua, the family heads of the priests, were written down in the book of Chronicles, up until the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the family heads, were written down in the book of Chronicles, up until the time of Johanan, the son of Eliashib. The heads of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel. Their brethren, who stood opposite them to sing praises and thanksgiving in fulfillment of the command of David, the man of God, one section opposite the other, were Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah. Meshulam, Talmon, and Akub were gatekeepers. They kept watch over the storerooms at the gates. All these lived in the time of Joiakim, son of Jeshua, son of Josadak, and in the time of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest scribe. Dedication of the city wall. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, the Levites were sought out wherever they lived, and were brought to Jerusalem to celebrate a joyful dedication with thanksgiving, hymns, and the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. The Levitical singers gathered together from the region about Jerusalem, from the villages of the Netophathites, from Beth Gilgal, and from the plains of Geba and Azmaveth, for the singers had built themselves settlements about Jerusalem. The priests and Levites first purified themselves, then they purified the people, the gates, and the wall. I had the princes of Judah mount the wall, and I arranged two great choirs. The first of these proceeded to the right along the top of the wall, in the direction of the Dung Gate, followed by Hoshea and half the princes of Judah, along with Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, and Jeremiah, priests with the trumpets, and also Zechariah, son of Jonathan, son of Shemaiah, son of Mattaniah, son of Micaiah, son of Zakur, son of Asaph, and his brethren Shemaiah, Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Maai, Nethanel, Judah, and Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God. Ezra the scribe was at their head. At the spring gate, they went straight up by the steps of the city of David, and continued along the top of the wall above the house of David, until they came to the water gate on the east. The second choir proceeded to the left, followed by myself and the other half of the princes of the people, along the top of the wall past the oven tower as far as the broad wall, then past the Ephraim gate, the new city gate, the fish gate, the tower of Hananel, and the hundred tower as far as the sheep gate, and they came to a halt at the prison gate. The two choirs took up a position in the house of God. I too, who had with me half the magistrates, the priests, Eliakim, Maaseiah, Minjamin, Micaiah, Elioenai, Zechariah, Hananiah with the trumpets, and Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzi, Jehohanan, Malchijah, Elam, and Ezer. The singers were heard under the leadership of Jezrahiah. Great sacrifices were offered on that day, and there was rejoicing over the great feast of the Lord in which they shared. The women and the children joined in, and the rejoicing at Jerusalem could be heard from afar off. Offerings for priests and Levites. At that time, men were appointed over the chambers set aside for stores, offerings, first fruits, and tithes. In them, they were to collect from the fields of the various cities the portions legally assigned to the priests and Levites. For Judah rejoiced in its appointed priests and Levites, who carried out the ministry of their God and the ministry of purification, as did the singers and the gatekeepers, in accordance with the prescriptions of David and of Solomon his son. For the heads of the families of the singers and the hymns of praise and thanksgiving to God came down from the days of David and Asaph in times of old. Thus all Israel, in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah, gave the singers and the gatekeepers their portions according to their daily needs. They made their consecrated offering to the Levites, and the Levites made theirs to the sons of Aaron.